Shir Mem Chesed Gittin Yud Ches Shvat Hey Tov Shin Lamed Tes, February 15th, 1979, on Thursday.
Vomar Abba Ben Midrash Blazer Musiv Dira Shiposel. So in that, so come to Blazer only in that no Idach Sine, just in the Mesirah, but in the Ari Idach Sine, so even though in addition to the Ari Idach Sine, then it's possible. Och im Aschim Abishim Is Mubok. Och im Aschim Abishim Is Mubok. So that's what it is. Bishimis und Bokim, den Kopf und Schrichen, die Schreuer und Maske behandeln, Schamos, die Sude, Hose und Wiesmachalai, die Medie, die an den Kopf. Omar Apope, gegen Wehre, da Bishimis und Bokim, Omar Apope, gegen Wumes, Wabubine, Bashipsoye, Bakitre, Bate, Lokimune. Aber schön ist, dass diese peculiarly gentile ladies, Kuba Bishimis, Ayon und Kopf. אבל שמישים מובוקים מהלוי יוחה עיתון איזה גויוס כמובן שנעשו בהדי ליפיק ליסן לידי באמת הוא אמור עם שמיש מובוקים אבל שמישים מובוקים לוי so if you say now that you say that Rapshina is only Mati and שמיש מובוקים so why does the Mishnah say גויוס כמובן שנעשו בהדי so in So in other words, so there is in Acholis itself there is an afkimine between Shemesh Mevokim and Shemesh Mevokim. Little to the day, by Acholis Kofai, Avol Shemesh Mevokim. So I told us if we listen to Mashiach Asbed, if we listen to the day, but met or Amurim Shemesh Mevokim, Avol Shemesh Mevokim. So the Gemara says, "Och nami kol, but met or Amurim Shemesh Mevokim, Avol Shemesh Mevokim." Nasu kim shenasu behedye to psu. Now Rashi's shita here is on the surface it appears to be very strange. Now let's see the Rashi. Lipid me day b'achoy kufay avu shimu shimu vokim nasu ki shtori het shtoris shal mecha shenasu behedikis bilo yachoyis dehane bada psu lukata arui nafshi v'chaz meshikim ועל כל חוך, היי נעשה בהתי את השור שאתה רוצה כמה. הואים דברי, דהוסו ביקלו יפלוגי, בין הדד לאחוז. דהיו בגתי שור, so in other words, so Rashi says, that when the Mishnah says, the Yuzko, בזמן שנעשה בהתי, in other words, the Mishnah distinguishes between the Yates and the Achoyes, that couldn't have reference to Getisho. Because as far as Getisho is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether the signatories are Achoyes or Yates. The only difference is whether the Hashem is Mubokim, Hashem is Mubokim, not whether the Achoyes or Yates. So, when the Mishnah emphasizes the distinction between the Yates and the Achoyes, obviously it must have reference only to Shtoimon, not Getisho. Al kol chaynas mit hashor shtores koma. Hoyim di meray yosh al mikal mitfuke bin hedet la choyes di ubiketisho bin krisa se di la choyes shom. Vora koma lo yuis kum keti isho li pose elo bi sheme shem voki di nasu ki shor shtores an asu behedi. Now Rashi's pshat is very strange because the Gemara asks yochad tove seimu li iskeru al uzman shnasu behedi lipli gvaleisne bin ido. So Rashi says, "Lifting lace to the door, b'achoyes gefai." Well, what does it mean, "Lifting lace to the door, b'achoyes gefai"? The Gemara should ask, "Lifting, not b'achoyes gefai." It doesn't make any difference, achoyes or adietes. When we say, "Lifting lace to the door, b'achoyes gefai," it means that there is a difference between achoyes and adietes. But the Gemara's question is, in achoyes itself, he could distinguish between Mubokim and Shein Mubokim. But the Gemara's Kasha should be not living listening to the door. Living listening to the door has the connotation that what the Mishnah says is correct. Only thing is, the Mishnah could mention another distinction. No! When the Mishnah here says, Rav Shimon HaImer Afinu Ksheir, Lo Yuzko B'Zman Shnasabed, and it has reference to Gitinoshi. So why did the Mishnah say the use of Mashnas Vedit insofar as Gitinoshim are concerned? It doesn't make any difference at Yetis or Achoyes. The difference is whether Mubokim or Shein Mubokim. So if it's Shein Mubokim, then it's Kosher, even if it's at Yetis. If it's Shein Mubokim, then it's possible even if it's achoyes. So why did the Gemara use the expression lifting list of the door? The Gemara should say, Yoche, Antonisim, Mishmash Asbeget, Hocha, Mitzorach, Lemeima. But Mitzvah, Mishim, is walking, not lifting list of the day, but the Hocha, Lemeima. That's the kasha that the Mechamis raises against the Bamoya, against Rashi. You see, so that's the kasha that raises. So the Russian, the expression, living place to the door, according to Rashi, is not smooth. Living place to the door means that it's all right. What the Mishnah distinguishes between Hedites and Achoyes is all right. But the Mishnah should make a distinction in Achoyes itself. Now, the Arishayim, who explained it that way, the Ramban and the Ram, even though it's not mamish the same pshat, but the Kai, both according to the Ram and the Ramban, so when Rav Shimon is matir, Getisho, who are signed by Achoyes, who Shimon is mevoking, so only Achoyes going judges, Shimon is mevoking is kosher. But going mediator, Shimon is mevoking, Rav Shimon will be made that it's possible by Get. That's according to the Ramban and the Ram. So mainly we understand the expression of the Gemara. Yochan, it told us if we is called Manshinasu Behegit. So why does the Mishrab Shimon draw a distinction between Hegit and Achoyes? True, there is a distinction. But there is another distinction also. But according to Rashi, so the only distinction is between Shemesh Mavokim and Shemesh Mavokim. But between Achoyes and Hegites, there is no distinction insofar as Gatisha is concerned. So the male at Gemara shouldn't use the expression living the rest of the day, but Gemara should say, Yohad is the same, this Kumash has been it. Hochad is all the main map. But met what I'm moving, Bishem is been walking. Abel Shem is been walking more. Why did Gemara say living the rest of the day? Living the rest of the day implies that the distinction between Adidas and Achoyes is true. But the Mishnah should also spell out the distinction between Shimon Sivok and Shimon Sivok. But according to Rashi, there is no distinction between Achoyes and Adidas. Alright, but anyway, this is how Rashi explained it. Alright, so then when Gemara says, Hochanami Korma, Mamed Moramurim Shimon Sivok, Abu Shimon Sivok, so that means, so the terrace of Gemara is, that in Hochanam, there is no distinction between Achoyes and Adietes insofar as Gatisha is concerned. And insofar as Gatisha is concerned, the distinction is between Mubokim and Shinim Mubokim. Why does the Mishnah mention, why does Rashi mention the Yusmash as bad yet? So that's an emotion, a din, a comparison. So he says, Abu Shinim Mubokim by Gatisha. So that Shemesh Mavokim by Gatisha, whether it's a Yetis or Achoyes, because insofar as Gatisha is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. So Shemesh Mavokim by Gatisha, whether it's Achoyes or a Yetis, is analogous to Ishtar Momei that was executed, that was signed by Yetis. Signed by Yetis. Alright. Now, so that's very different. Alright. We boys say, same for us in the moment. Welcome. Who's going to the moment of suing? El Bisman Shinazo Behed. Gosh, the boy is a receiver who's going to the moment of the moment. So the second portion of the Gemara says that Luis Kumash has Behed is not the Hemshech of Rav Shimon's memory, it's a Hemshech of the Tanakam's memory. Rav Shimon in the Rafi Yukshev, period. So that concludes the memory of Rav Shimon. Now, who is the speaker? Not Rav Shimon, but Tanakam. So it's a Hemshech, it's a continuation of the memory of Tanakam. What did Tanakam say? Kol Ashtor HaSeil V'Achoy Shul Yichov V'Mavu Bishach Yismin V'Chov V'Sherim Chut V'Gdinoshim Shuch HaAvodim. So then now he continues. Who's going to be the man who is going to be the man? In other words, that when is Ishtar Momei? Possible only when it's executed by Goyim Adidas. But if it's executed by Goyim judges, so then it's all right. Now, the Rashi. Ask the moment, Rabbonu Kamri, Varishikot. Komm, ich stehe schon mal mit, ich habe geschieden, ich stehe im Bach, ich habe geschieden, ich stehe mit dir, das ist ein Konrad, ich stehe aus einem Baum, ich will ja, ich stehe am Eier, ich mache eine Abscheidung, ich verstehe, ich will aus, ich will die Posse, und das Mann schaße bei dir, ich will die Kappe, ich will die Abscheidung, dann, oh, ich will lesen, aber wie ist sie, kach, ich will die Abscheidung, 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 that's the new gears. But the original gears was Omar Blazer Barabisi, Kahomar Shimhahom Bitsin, Loynechliku, Rahab Kimhahomin, Akashom Hachomin, Shahapi, Shakim Homcherim, Khot with the Russian Shahabo. Loynechliku, his mansion has to be headed, Shabakim Machi, Rahom Paisley, and Khot with the Russian Shahabodim, with much mention, according to the original gears. But then Rashi rejected the original Gilse. In other words, in the original Gilse, which was the Gilse of all the early Rishayim, not that the Gilse that is now a text did not exist in any manuscript, but the original Gilse was the Gilse that existed in most manuscripts. But Rashi rejected that Gilse. So the Gilse, the early Gilse that existed in most manuscripts, prior to, the time of Rashi was Omer Rav Lezer Rav Yisi, Kachom Rav Shem Chachom Bitzin, Lundach Lundam Kiv Chachom Akol Ashtorosim Lachim Kiv Chodim, Shabot Kishem Vim Chom Kishem, Chutz Vigit Noshi Shabotim, Lundach Likol Zman Shnas Vedit, Shabakim Vimar Shachom Vim Paisli, and Chutz Vigit Noshi Shabotim didn't exist. So Rashi rejected that Gilse, and Rashi adapted the Gilse that is now a text. The Gilse now a text is Mamash Shabbos Rashi's Yisi. Alright, Rav Shimon Gamliel Imir, Afilu Kshir, Imokim Shein Yisroel Chesmin, Avo, Imokim Shein Yisroel Chesmin Loi, Imokim Shein Yisroel Chesmin Name, Ligzei, Oto Imokim Shein Yisroel Chesmin, Shmo Bishmo Machli, Asre Basre Loi Mach, let's see the Rashi. Here the Rashi Shite is very straight. Omer Rav Shimon Chachomim, Smach Livorov, Da Afilu Kshirim, ונח לך בקיר החכמים שידי השויר לפנינו על שטור יצוירים שהם קשירים ואפילו מתינו שמגיר עבודים. So what does Rav Shimon say to the חכמים? There was no machlekes that שטורס הועיל לי מחוי של חובים אף על פי שחסמיה כדי לחובים קשירים חוץ מגדינו של שחבים. What is it? I mean, why does he say it? Again, that's very strange, according to Rashi's Pshat, and the Ramban Melchames raises this question. According to Rashi's Pshat, so what is Rav Shimon saying to the Chachomim? V'nech luk ha-rabakir v'chachomim al kol ha-shtore so'il v'chodsh v'chomim sh'avar v'sheh v'smeh v'chomim sh'er. Doesn't that imply, since he has to tell to the Chachomim, v'nech luk ha-rabakir v'chachomim, probably the Chachomim said, nech luk. I mean, did anyone say that there was a machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim, and the question is whether Ishtamomim that is executed by a choyes is kosher? Not of course, that's a din poshut. That's a mishnah meforeshes. No one ever had a saltedaitoch to contest that din, that Ishtamomim that is executed by the choyes is going is kosher. So why does he have to spell it out? Kach omer Rav Shimon Chachomim Bitzin. Ech lo ikam yom hachom hakol ashtor esit machoich mukhovim, habim shom esit mukhovim kshir. Esi, the Chachomim said the reverse. The Chachomim didn't say the reverse. Who made this question into an issue? I mean, everybody agrees that it's a deep portion, that there was never a machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim, or between any Tana and the Chachomim. I'm dead. So why all of a sudden does he bother? To point it out to the Chachomim, loynech likul rabakim chachomim al klashtor esir machoish lichachomim shemshem. Who says that it was nech likul that Rav Shimon has to spell it out and emphasize it before the Chachomim? So it's very strange according to Rashi. But anyway, that's Rashi's pshat. We can tell them. So kachom Rav Shimon chachom ritzit loynech likul rabakim chachomim. כל השטור יצאים מאחורי שמים חובים, שבו פי שחס מהם חובים שאירים, חוש בגנוע של חבוד. So, what does Rav Shimon say to Chachomim? There is no machlekes. There is unanimity of opinion between Rav Akiva and Chachomim. That is that moment that is actually the Baruch Hu is going in this kosher. Lo yech liku, elo bizman, shenasu de etie. Sherabaki ve machshir, Chachomim pays. And chut mikdinoshin shechavod. Let's see the Rashi. Lenech leku. Chavos shle Chachomim shidiyah shoyu v'poneim al toros elim shemkshenu afu mikdinoshin shechavod. So what does that mean? Shemkshenu afu mikdinoshin shechavod. So this is how Rashi. This is how Rashi answers, you know, the Kashi, that the Rishonim ask against the Pshat. Why does he point out the Al Shtoris O'Eli, Gdiloshim, because he is Geiris, you see, he is Geiris, he rejects the Girse of Chutzim Gdiloshim Shechavon. So Mele, and his Girse is Vafil Gdiloshim Shechavon. So that means, so that is the Chiddush that Rav Shimon mentions before the Chachomim. In other words, because the Chachomim said that there is a machlekes amdadi that regard to get Isha. So he says no, there was no machlekes. The Chachomim b'der shofoneinu, they all agreed with Rav Akiva that even a get Isha that he signed ba'achoyes. Even a Getisha that is signed by Achoyes, but it's Nimsa between him, Sira Yisroel, and Jesus Mivokim is Kosher. So that's the Chiddush. Alright. Vafil in the Shavu, Chut with Noshim, so that's the original Gilse, look at Sira Noration in Mulsai, the Rabshim in Sefte, Ella Bissain in Mulsai, the Rabbot of Gosh, Lavakama, Vinech, Liko of his mansion as bed, Shavaki, Vemach, Shir, Rachel and Paisley, Chut with Noshim, Shech Rabbot, יחיב שנעשה בהד יד שתורי מלך הדיקאים לראי ואלין סמי כחוב מסמכינון פוסל די משיק לחוס אבו גיטי נושים לבלי סמכינון אלא אם יסירה ובשם סמבוק עם קומה יראה so it's much man that's the way the shame is young that the current Rashi that she was saying that the machlek is between Rabbi Kiv and Chachomim was in regard to the question of the Ketisho that was signed by the Dintis Goyim, not sorry. The machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim is in regard to the question, the case of Shtor Imomi that was signed by the Dintis and not Nimsav of Dintis Israel. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Shtor Imomi signed by Goyim and Dintis, not only judges, is kosher. And Chachomim say no, it's possible. Only if it's signed by judges. Chutz mikitinoshin shechavodim. So even though it was signed by Goyim and Yetes, but it was nipsat to Yisrael and Yisroel, so the Chachomim also made the kosher. If it has shim zimu. This is how it is. The Chim shas mehen ishtol behan kamer ayu amin yisadim kichom 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 אלא אם נסירה, ובשם נסירו כי קומה יראה. כאשר תביאו אם הרפאים גדנושים, שירים במוקד של ישראל חייסמים, ואם רפאים גדנושים שאתם מכשירים, אין בסיים שירים. במוקד של ישראל חייסמים, בלי השם בכל מה נכנס ישראל אחת, תחי וצ'י, ישראל חייסמים בישראלים רק על ידים שירים בכל מה, ויצאים חלה, ומוס המלבנים של ישראל, אבל מוקד של ישראל חייסמים, אבל כשהשם סעו למוקים, ולכל מה, שום, אם אכשירים בענו, עושה מכשירה בשם של מוקים, So we can say that the Chesed is the Lord of the Lord of the Lord of the Lord. Now, so according to Rashi, Rabbi Shimon says that the Machleke between Rabbi Kiv and Chachomim is in regard to Shtor Imomim that was signed by the Edites and not even Nimsa B'nei Nimsir Yisrael. So Rabbi Kiv is Machshir, a Shtor Imomim that is signed by the Edites going without the Nimsir. And the Chachomim passed it without the Nimsir. But with the Nimsir, so we saw We saw yesterday that the Shita of Rashi is that the Psul of Mizuyach Miseichei applies only to Shtori Kinyan. To Shtori Kinyan, not to Shtar Matone, but not to Shtori Raya. Let's say like Shtar Goye or Shtar Macher. So it doesn't apply. That's Rashi. Because we saw that in the thesis of Chasid Baumi. Thesis says, ואם אני דחייך את הפסטים וגיטים על ואם מסיר הם שם סבוקים שידעו עושה ומיס בחלי ואם מסיר הם ישראל וכן אבו פסטים הם בשלם התונת So, but why doesn't Rashi give that terets? Because, so we said, that Rashi Shita is that the psul that the psul of Misuyah Fritaychei, Dilma also Limse, between Misir and Yisrael, so it does not apply to Shtorim Momin altogether, not even to Shtorim Matone. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that it does apply to Shtorim Matone, that's without James Mavoki. So there is the Xere, maybe the Bezdin itself will be Seymech and Eilech Sine. Maybe the Bezdin itself will be Seymech and Eilech Sine. But, so Bashtar Matone, if it's not James Mavoki, so then Rashi Shite is, if it's not James Mavoki, there is a Psalm of Mizrich and Teichai. But Bashtar Rahir, Rashi Shite is, that even without James Mavoki, it's still kosher. Because the purpose of Shtorei is only to be valid effect, that's all. So there is no Psalm Mizrich and Teichai, even without James Mavoki. And the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is in regard to Ishtamomen that was executed by Adiates and has no Edmisir. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's kosher. According to Chachamim, it's possible. Now all the Rishonim raise the question, how can Rabbi Akiva say it's kosher? Igoi is possible like this. So the Ramban says, in explaining Rashi, that the reason is why Rabbi Akiva is machshi, Ishtamomen that is signed by Goy and Adiates, because the Malchus is makpid and false testimony by Idi Ashtar. So the male, so he mistapes me. So he's mistapes, so even a goy is afraid to testify falsely. To sign Hakodeh Mishtar, a false Hakodeh Mishtar. So that's why. And we can say now the. We can give another teretz. This is what the Ramban says. But we can give another teretz on Rashi, which is not only Ilchazer, because according to Rashi, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. Now that goes Soshre, and now the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yaakov Oyelia, the Chachamim Hamuzokim Sheinum Shakonim Sheim Leibus Kidom Ahor. I mean, what's the raya? Because Achoyes, so. Achoyes are also going, judges, all right, but they're still going. So the answer is they are changing because Achoyes Lamar Lavshaya, they don't lie. So Miller Rabbi Yoka says any goy who is forced to be an honest goy, that he's not a liar, so he's kosherings. Now, we can't explain it on the basis of the dinavis. After all, the goy is posleides. He's the most honest goy. He's posleides. He means. Of course, ego is possible like this, but we can be made simomein on the basis of extraneous birurim also. And the reason as to why we cannot be made simomein on the basis of the testimony by ego, because ego besides the psuagur of the ladies, so he's a choshev l'shaker also. But if we know that a certain goy is honest and he doesn't lie, so then he's kosher on the basis like Miya, like Chazoke in Pariyah B'Sich Zmane. This is the pshat in Rabbi Yoko. This is the pshat in Rabbi Yoko. So we have to say, but that goes to Shri Tzchelik. Lo yinir ali lach shirin b'chobin liyiz. Kim sheini b'chol l'chicho. Lo yodik mi'eve. Vorech enim b'shna kodes chachomin li. Shetiknu b'shtom b'shtim b'chobin shirin b'chobin. Shirin shirin b'tinsu shite. Detim b'chobin. So it's only kosher the rabbanon. True that there is a good biru that he's not, they're not lying. But we cannot be made simomen on the basis of extraneous birurim. We can only be made simomen on the basis of, I'm going to say this, and chazok et torei b'sech zmanei, so this is shite is like the rishenim, that only when the teveya is ten times bori, as the shach mentions in Siminayim Beis, but if the teveya is not ten times bori, then we cannot be made simomen on the basis of eilu torei b'sech zmanei. So, but Achoyes there is a special Achoyes Chachomi. But a goy, an honest goy, that we know do never lies, we cannot accept these ideas. Not even, we cannot even accept it as an extraneous bill, because there is a Sakotsu of Pishnai, maybe open double. So, but having your cause, Shite is no, that we can be Mitzimomi on the basis of a testimony by a goy who is known to be honest. So maybe what Rabbi Yoko says on the Emes, so we can say this is the shita of Rabbi Akiva according to Rashi. So the machlekes between Rashi can agree with Tosfos that din machlekes is a special takonis chachon, but Rav Akiva says the same takonis chachon. The chachon lo misake vis-a-vis achoyes. What's achoyes? Achoyes is goy like any other goy. Judges. So by judges we make an avshay. So Rav Akiva holds that the same takonis should apply to every goy who is established as being gadol. It doesn't make any difference what his title is, whether he has a title of a judge or not, whether professionally he's a judge, connected with the court, or he's a layman. As long as we know he's established to be honest, so the same takonis chachomim, that the chachomim apply to achoyes, should apply to this kind of heted. So Rabbi Akiva, according to Rashi, can be explained either in accordance with Ramban's pshat, that generally in Goy is, according to Rav Akiva, is kosher eides shtar, because the Malchus is makpid and eides shekel shtar, or that Rav Akiva has reference to a Goy who is muzek not bisham. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Now, Tesis says, "Holav nifrisinu." Have a motzel nifrach. Holav meidisinu. Now, when Tesis was bothered by Kashi, why did the Gemara just ask the not being Tesis? After all, if the Gemara and Havamini didn't know that the Mishnah is referred, the Kapshim is referred to the Misir, the case of the Misir, so there are many Kashis. Not the Tesis, not the Shliches, not the Eides. I mean, okay. So Tesis says, "Einachana." The Gemara just mentioned one Kashi, right? Live being wasted every day. Vintema arada. Tikshal in kufi di masnisi. Lomo personally behead ye. Kim ni ike in misira vishemis nuvo. Being shalai maara in other words because tasteless. Alright. Tikshal in kufi di masnisi. Kim ni ike in misira vishemis nuvo. Being shalai maara in other words because tasteless. Alright. Tikshal in kufi di masnisi. Kim ni ike in misira vishemis nuvo. Behead ye. Iti moshi. O tu shoshtot. Di pasna behead ye tagli in misira. Dilbo sal hachshu lo in misira. אבל גם במסום החפיר, רבון אני פס לשור, שטורס, בהדיה, במסירה, מכשירים ובגדים ראשים, מתעסקים לו את שטורס, מכל מוקר לא יוכל, אגבור לעשה סקושים, זה דיר מתי נעשה סנגוס. נעשה כמי שנעשה, זה ימור עשה סוכנה מקטון. נעשה כמי שנעשה בהדיה תפסום, פירוש בשור שטורס, שנעשה בהדיה, ופסיר להפיר בשביל סנגוס במסיר. So that's the difference between Rashi's פשע and Tesis פשע. Because according to Rashi, נעשה כמי שנעשה בהדיה תפסום means Nase, like Shtorim Omein, that were executed by a deities, without any Messiah. So it's possible. But with any Messiah, the implication is, Rashi Shite is, that Shtorim Omein, that's supposed to be Shtorim Raya, is kosher. In other words, Rashi Shite is, that the whole Psalm of Mizuya Pritayche, even without Shemis Mivoki, only applies to Shtar Matone, that is Shtar Kinye. But it doesn't apply to Shtorim Raya, where the purpose is just to be valid effects. So according to Rashi, a star alvoy or a star mecha that is signed by Goy, even if it's if Chemi Shainum Boki, and Nimsa between Misira is Royal Discussion, according to Rashi. But this shit is not like that. Pir Bishosh Torah Shnasa Behem, the Psila after Mishem is Mubaki with Misira, so Yah will Hashem Aloy in Misira, Moiba Achoyes. Die Chode Shum Herrscher behedet, a viele in Misire, ja wo mit ei so immer den Chilot ben Achoyes behedet, wie kosher bechol mo kei bewoi in Misire. So that is the so we have a double machlekes between Rashi and Jesus. First of all, in regard to Shtore Rai. So Rashi Shite is that the whole Psul of Mizuya Piteche does not apply to Shtore Rai, it only applies to Shtore Kinyan, like Ahim Atante, that we see my letter he say, but Shtore Rai, what the whole purpose of the Eides is just to involve the facts. So even though they nechsim absurim krevim or goyim shein sheinu mevokim, but as long as it's nimsav 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 Tenth shita is no, it applies to Shtore Rai also. The Psul of Mizirnich. Then we have another machlekes. Then we have another machlekes between Rashi and Tetzves in regard to Shtar Kinyan. in regard to Shtakinyan, Shtamatone. So the Psul of Mitzvah from Teichi does apply, but the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon, they say that Mitzvah from Teichi applies even to a case, that even to a case of Shemis Mivokin, because of Ezeche, Vilna Ose Limse, Vilna Ose Limse Bifneyem, and he'll use the Goy, the Psul, as a Misire, as a Misire, so the Mele, even by Shemis Mivokin. According to the Tanakhami of Rav Shimon, so according to Rashi, this Gzeire applies only to Kitisha, because of the Chumra Vishishish, but it does not apply, let's say, Shishtamatone, and according to Teisves, it applies to Shtorim Omen also. So we have a double machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. פירוש כל השטור הזה, בא חוי סבא משך עצמי וחום משר. היי כדידי ואי כדידי, לשור שטור עם חולים, כדידי ראש ישכה עבוד עם בלתי סירה, בשם מסמיבוקי. הוא ינך לקום בזמן שנעשו בעדת, פירוש בשם מסמיבוקי, בלתי סירה, תרבקי במערך שהוא לקוז, אשר יובי להכשיר. אבל לא יבי סירה, אותו החויץ, וחכום עם פייס למישור שטור עז, בגלל זרינון, חוץ מקדימושי. לשור שטור עז, בשם מסמיבוקי, ולא יבי סירה, יקלו מיגזר. So in other words, so according to Chachom, according to Pesach, Pshat, so in Shosh Torres is more homo than Kedoshim. So by Shosh Torres, so if he get moment, he's signed by Gates Goy, by Gates Goy, and the Chemes Mubokim, and it means something in Israel, Israel, so then, even according to Rav Shimon, it's possible. מה שאין כן בעייתי שו שקום תרפשים ונצחו שם גם כאילו משהו לא יושב לה עכשיו לא נסיעו את האחוי צריך אנחנו נפסים משור שטורס כי אז גם החוץ מגלינו שם משור שטורס נשאירים באחוי ונסירי כאילו אין מיגזה אבל גלינו שם אנחנו באחוי ונשחרה אלו ונסירה לכל מיגזה מיד רפשים גם נראים רפו נצחרה כאילו גלינו שם נשאירה ומוקר שישראל חייסמי פירו שהם מניחים ישראל אחרים ויובלית הישראלים אשר ישראל ופורך מוקים של ישראל חייסמי נאמה מגזיה פירו שכים גילו מוקים של ישראל חייסמי גוזר אותו שם יש מבוקים אותו שם יש מבוקים אם כן מוקים של ישראל חייסמי נאמה מגזיה אותו מוקים של חייסמי אף עוד פית הווה כן זה ומגזיה כל מוקים סתבל ומקשק מחשים ולהי לא נאמה אבל מחשקים מרלבים מפורשת הזו but all that is only על מתרפשימה But according to Tanakhami of Reb Shimon, so then, even by getting noshim, so Mizuyah Teichi is possible, even though it's a shame is no one. Now let's see the Balamoya. How Balamoya is. Now Balamoya and the Ramban, they both accept the original Gilsa. And the original Gilsa was, Omer Avlezem Rav Yitzi, Tachom Rav Shimon Chachom, Nitzim, Goynech Lekach, Shkir Chachom, Nahal Kol Ashtor, Esoim, Mahoy Shom, Nichobim, Sheav Ot Vishak Esmir, Nichobim, Kshir, Chutz Mikidino Shish Chavot. Goynech Lekach Zman Shnaz Behedim, Shabaki Bemach Shem Chachom, Peisli, Chutz Mikidino Shish Chavot. No, Chachom Peisli, Chutz Mikidino Shish Chavot, in the original Gilsa. All right. And we are Geres, Chutz Mikidino Shish Chavot, in the Reish, and in the Sefer, not Gilsa. In the original. Now let's see the Rabbi. Kol Dishmaitz, the Shemis Lot. Rabbi Rabbi Yisi, Brai Salim Rab Shimon, Hain Etan Mas Nisna Oid Rab Shimon. The Rab Shimon Min Mas Nisim, Min Brai Salim Rab Akiva Koe, Du Rabbi Chavos Es Virole. Mi Utan Et Mas Nismai, Rabbi Yishimis Mivot. כי רבונו גוז הוא מבוק, כמו תושאינו מבוק. ואי מוכה אמרו שמע איזו, מי כבנאי יש עם איזו בוקי, ורב שימו מגוז, בוזר שזה רבי איסי, בפרייסי, הוא פורש דין אלה שם מבוקי, פורש מסליסי, מה בלו פורש מסליסי, פורש בפרייסי. ועוד, או מרב שימן, נעבס דה אוריג'נל גירסי, וינך לקורא לכם רחום, או כל השטור הזה מבחויס, אבל פי שחס מיד וכחובים, כשאיר, חוץ מגינוש משוך עבודים, חוץ מגינוש של עבודים, not like Rashi who says, that we're not Geres חוץ מגינוש של עבודים, in the Reishe, but only the same way. No, he's Geres in the Reishe, and the same way not. חוץ מגינוש של עבודים, פירש, שפסולים משנים מבוקים. So what the pshat lenech lifravakim rachom akol ashtor etzayilin v'achoyis af al pishach es meili chovim is kshelim is kshelim. So he says he says she, so chutz midin ochshavonim shepsulim b'sheinim v'vakim. So shtorim momei noil b'achoyis is kshelim even without the nisir chutz midin oshim shechavodim even with the nisir but she nishim v'vakim. So it's possible al man v'achliku b'zman shenasu behed pere shevishim es v'vakim שרבקי ומח שירב בגדינושים ובין מסירי כיתנו מסליס שרבו איזה מחלי כתבי ביטוי רבקי ואין לך חומי איזו ביגד תו אשתר ותו סיין ודייטס אין שמס מובוק שאודן רבקי ואיזמח שיר רבקי ואיזמח שירב בגדינושים ובין מסירי נדורית שאו את הסנדים Gitte Momein, Storim Momein, and Gitte Noshim. So, inasmuch as the signatories are deities, so there is no special haloche that it's kosher by Gitte Momein. Only by the special haloche only implies that when it's signed by a choyer, so it's kosher by Gitte Momein. But if it's signed by a deities, so then it's a kvina aderaitz. So the mele, it goes possible in this by getting woman, and it's possible in this by getting fish. So it is possible. But, if it's named something in Israel, soil, so then it's kosher. And there is no psul of Mizuyev in Teire, according to Rabbi Kive, whether it's stolen woman. Or it's getting because it changes the work. But the Chachomim Paisling, because the Chachomim hold that Mizuyev in Teire is possible even by Shemes Mevoki. So maybe it's possible by Getisho, and it's possible by Shtore Momen. We have Shimon Svirlik Rabakive. Nimtza Achshov, Rav Shimon Svirlik Rabakive, Gid Mishim Vokim, Psulim Apul Achoy, Vokim Kshirim Apul Beheg, Rav Shimon Svirlik Rabakive, Rav Shimon Svirlik Rabakive, Rav Shimon Svirlik Rabakive, Rav Shimon Svirlik Rabakive, ואפילו כדנושים, מוקי שאין ישראל חייסמין, אבל מוקי שאין ישראל חייסמין, אפילו שאין סבוקים פסולים, וכעצינו לראות שאין מוקים, ואין תלת המסליס לפול רב שימן, וכולי, אהולי בדרב הקיבל, ואין מסמיל המוקי שאין ישראל חייסמין, נאמין לי כזה הקלימה, איך נכעצינו, בשם מסמבוקים, אם שם שמו בשמו, יזמח לי. So, the Balamoya has the original deals, but in final analysis, in final analysis, the Balamoya Shite is similar to Teisa Shite, even though Teisa does not accept the original Gersi. And Teisa accepts Rashi's Gersi. And Balamoya accepts the original Gersi. But in final analysis, the Shite of the Balamoya is similar to the Shite of Teisa. In other words, being according to the Balamoya, being according to Teisa, so the psul of Misuyef Neteichei applies to Gitinoshim and to Shtorimon, even Shtorirai. And Mimele, if it is, when there is one difference between Teitze Shite and the Ramoya Shite. The difference between Teitze Shite and the Ramoya Shite is in regard to Shtore Momen that was signed by Goyim Mediates and Nimsa Bifnei Yisrael Yisrael and Chemes Mevoki. So according to Teisves, so the Chachomim are only according to Teisves Gilse, so by Shosh Torez the Rav Shimon is saying that the Chachomim passel only in a moment that was signed by the Eitz and Nimsa and Shemes Mevokim and Nimsa Bifnei Yisrael. So the only passel The Chachamim passed only by the Chachamim passed by Gidinoshi. And they are only machshir. I'm sorry, Chachamim passed by Shtorinami. And they are only machshir by Gidinoshi. According to Balaam Boyer's here, so the Chachamim do not represent the point of view of Rav Shimon. So in other words, so the Chachamim represent the point of view of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. So in Mele, when they passel Gitinoshim and Shtorimom. And Rabakibe. So in other words, the machlekes between Rabakibe and the Chachamim is in regard to Shtorimom and Getishim. So in other words, Rabakibe is the same, has the same view as Rav Shimon. Agrees with the Shita of Rav Akiva Rabbi and the Chachomim that Rav Shimon mentions, so they agree with the view of the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Nimzach shor Rav Shimon alim Rav Akiva git mishen muvokim psurim afilu achoyiz umuvokim kshenim afilu vedet. So, and the Chachomim, they passel even shenis muvokim and they passel Bein Begetisho, Bein Mishtar Mami. But, when I said that Teis V'Shite, the Mahmoya Shite is similar to Teis V'Shite, it's only similar in regard to the question of Shtar Mami. So, Bein according to Mahmoya, Bein according to Teis V'Shite, so Shtar Mami, Nim Shtar Raya, according to the Chachomim, according to the Nekame of the Mishneh, are possible with, when it's Nim something in Misira, even though it's Teshem Nezmurah. Alright. Now, let's see how the Ramban. Now the Ramban also accepts the Girsa or the original Girsa. But the Ramban explains the Gemara altogether differently. First of all, the Ramban says, now let's go over the Gemara according to the Ramban's pshat. So the Ramban says, when the Gemara says, this is new, the Gemara doesn't mean just the Kashi, the Ravnich Rises. The Gemara means, Goyim are not involved in Gerash, and they don't care for Gerash. So, Mele, how can Rav Shimon be Machshir a Get Isha that was executed by Achoyes? After all, it was executed by Achoyes, and they are not involved in Gerash. So, since they're not involved in Gerash, so we have all kinds of Sumim you might have. First of all, if it is executed by Goyim Shekohot, so the Sefer might have been a Gentile, might have been a Goyim, so it's not Lishmo. And then, the Eidim, Absuleides, they are Goyim. And then, they are not Midakdeik in all the Dinim, in Mechupea, in all the Dukikidim. If it was executed, if the Get Isha was executed by Goyim Shekohot, so maybe it might have all kinds of psalms. Shalom Yishmoa and Yechubea and Psalmides, everything. That's the Kasha of Gemara. Volavni Christus Nihil. In other words, they're not involved in Geyashim. So it is possible on many scores. First of all, because the Sefer who wrote the text might have been a Goy. So it's not Lishmo. And maybe it was Yechubea too. And all kinds of, and the Yechsim are Absalim. Agoyim, so they're absolim. So that's what Gemara means, Ladnik Rizinu. They're not involved in Geyashim, and they're not makpit on the Negitin. So the Mele, it can be his possible on many scores. Omar Abzeile, Yorat Rav Shimon Shkoshi Shorab Lezer, Gomar Yil Misire Kars, so not words of Rav Shimon says, when Rav Shimon says that a get issue executed by Goyish Kot is kosher, he limits himself to the case where the get issue was named something in Israel. Yisrael. Vomar Rabbe Meir Ablaza bin Zuyev Mikeiche Sheposo. Voyvateiche Sheposo. So the Gemara says, Ochem Askinon Bishemis Novoki. In other words, that Rav Shimon has reference to a get issue that was named something in Israel. Yisrael, and it was executed by courts, by Achoyes, and the names of the signatories and that petition are typical Gentile names. So why is it kosher? So it's kosher because Eidei Misira Yisrael wouldn't dare act as Eidei Misira unless they found out and they investigated. And they found out that this get, even though it was handled by a Goyish court, but it was donkey. What is donkey? let's say sometimes the court clerk or the court scrivener, the sefer of the court, is a Jew and a good Jew, but he happens to have a job as the court clerk. So the melee sees the names of the signatories are going. So, and it was executed by the court, it was handled by the court. So then there is an umdene, this is how the Ramban explains. There is an umdene that in the Messiah Yisrael can be relied upon to have made a thorough investigation, and if they agreed to handle this get after all the. Kosher, but you happen to have a job as a court clerk, so maybe, so what's wrong with it? So that is only if it was handled by courts. But suppose it was handled by a Yankees. So then there is no call, and he mentions the Yerushalmi. So the Mele, so even with Shemes Mivokin, even with Shemes Mivokin, so we could say that the Misire agreed to be Misire because it didn't occur to their mind that it was written by Goy. Because even though the names of the signatories are typical Gentile names, but they might have taken it for granted. Now, how is anybody going to sign Goyim on the gate? So obviously, even though the names are signed Gentile names, Humes Agutine, but sometimes we find a Jew who has a typical, a peculiar Gentile name. So in any way, if it was handled by, if the signatories are deities, not Ahoes, so there is no presumption that the Misire made a thorough investigation and they found out that the Sefer was Jewish, that everything was done Kedas Vikedin. Because it might be that the Misire took it for granted that everybody who was involved in the execution of the gate was a Jew. Because how would a Gentile have the chutzpah even to touch a gate? So, and objectively, it might be that it was written by Goyim. So maybe it's possible. But if it was handled by Ahoyes, so then usually the Ahoyes so consist of Goyim. So Memele, the Dimisire wouldn't agree to be a Dimisire unless they made a thorough investigation and they found out that the Sefer was a Jew. So in other words, so according to the Ramban, when does Rav Shimon say that the Getisha that is executed by courts is kosher? Only when there are two prerequisites. Number one, Shemes Mivokin, and then if it is signed by a Chois, not if it is signed by deeds. Not if it is signed by deeds. So Hochem Bayaskinon, Shemes Mivokin. And signed by a Chois. Now, I don't want to go over inside all of Yohannes, but that will take way too much time. But just an important lines in the Ramban. The ninth line from the end of the Nochamis. Vizeo ikagod. שכל השמוע תלויו, שכך פירושו, מכל. ועולב מקריסס ממנו, כל אימן. ואין לו מתרזגית מכלל, שאידי סמסולו, וכן צפו סמסולו, ודאי תנף שלנו, ואין לי מבקים בלחזגית ולשמוע ולמוכר ולמוקדם, ושם לו לאום עליהם כסור וחסומו. All kinds of sorry there might be. If it was handled by going to court. So all kinds of sorry. It might be possible on 10 different scores. מדרייס. ושם לו עשו יסולי גארג' והוא ראשון קודם דוקים, ומפקינו בין המסירה. בין המסירה ודאי שומו, שנכתב באחויס, דיקור איסו, ואם יודו שנכתב בפסור, אין סקוקים עליו, מאחר שנזקו קורא. שמענו לו כאן לא במיוסי שפיה, שספר ישחוי וכוספי, כי הוא חזגיתם, אלו שנכתב במים את האחויס, והם חוסו, ולפיכו בהת יפסור, משום שם לא ישנו שנכתב אין מחובי, ויהיו אין המסירה סבורים, שישחוי וכוספו וחוסו בהם. The RLP, but only when it was signed by Achoes. So if it's signed by Achoes, so everyone, so it has a call. So the Mele, and then it's easy to check also. If it is signed by the interest, it's not so easy to check. You can find out who the signatories are. I mean, you cannot find it out so easily. Who wrote it? But if it was executed by court, so you know. You just inquire from the courts, from those who are involved in the court, who wrote, who was the Sefer, which clerk wrote it. So anyway, so when is Rav Shimon machshir it? Only when it was handled by courts. But if it was handled by this. So then Rav Shimon is made an eitz pasul. Why? Because then there is no presumption that in Misira, before they agreed to become in Misira, they checked and they investigated the whole thing. No, because it could be they took it for granted. I mean, that the goy wouldn't touch a get. So even though the signatories are peculiarly Gentile names, but it's still they probably Jew. It's all done by Jews. They'll take it for granted. And from Shmayitz Galie, that it was done by Goy. So maybe it's not kosher. Masheike, when it's done, we're handled by court, so that has a call. So the Nisiras themselves knew what we know, that it was handled by court. So Mele, they wouldn't have touched it unless they first investigated the whole matter. And they found out that everything was Kedasukidin, the clerk was a safe on his soil, everything was Kedasukidin. Oh, give me shulman bichon, why not be shulman bichon? She will come, give me shulman bichon binoshi. Tell me, shema yesh yisroel she shulman bichon and kishem salom. So it might be that in the sea they were tailor. Vakim shomu nam shenase behedit lo yishliu, heich nase, maise, mikosvei, shom, vein tailor veinu shenase bichon yisroel. Shenase bichon yisroel. Is, omu bichon binoshi by retai, because we say, how would the goy dare touch a get issue? If you absume it, the Hishlo Hadorim, a basin kicking, Vahirim Shahshedinichta, Ipsuin, Shabodil release Mehalahe, Shalomedo, Abrahoy is calling his school, Tim Parish, the Himotos of Fuhe Biroshal, Gasimos of Rabbi Kibarache, Kil Yotabahoys, Mata Pushnim Hobby, Shani, Shemkin Pikamitzes. Best, for Rabshim Machshir, Bikitayev, Rabbom Shim Rabsir, Asin Rabshim Kirableza. כמו דרב לזר אמר, אף פי שלא יודעים כושר. כן רב שמעון אמר, אף פי שלא יודעים כושר. מה אתה אפילו נעשה בהדיד? So the Yerushalmi itself, as the Tkashe, המצורך על הוס, we have to resort, ועוד אמר רב יעקב, ברחת, כן יהיה את זה באחוריז. הוא פירושי פה, על פי מה שפרשנו, שכן יהיה את זה באחוריז. ואם הוא נכתב כהדן, שום הוא פער שבנה, ולא עושה למיס בחלה, כשהוא פוסל. והקשו, ופריקה עד שהם יודיעו בין המסירה כרבלזר, והקשינו ניורך הכולדת נעמי רב שינו מהכשיר, כדי נושי, ומתארית שינו נעשה בכלל למסירה, אלא באחוריס, מפני שיש להם כל, כמו שפרש, ודברי הריילות שהעמידו בשקור סלובדאי, ספר ישראל, אפשר בהם מהכי, then he mentions the ריילות אפשר, והיא כמות כי נעשו את הריילות. הודו אמר רב שמעון, בדיק נועל באחורי שלו יכול, אבו משחזמן יכול משמשר. כאשר, אבו גם נקמיר בין מסירו של מזמורוקים, אבל נבקים בדוקי גיטן, אותו מיידים במקוסיים ופסקים בבטרי סעדה, משל נבקים בדוקי גיטן, וחתקו זהו דמח שרינו, משל נחוסים ישראל ובסוף, דאבו בין אובדי כוסי חוברו, אבו תרי כוסו אלוי, ונראה, דו המסליס מקוס וספרי ישראל, ובלו של פאוסי, וכסובים בכל מתוקי הגט, ומזכירים בהם כל עניונים, שספרי ישראל זירים בהם, והזמן שבהם, מפרי הסעילום, כמו שישראל ובני דם פורסם הדורו שסיפה ישראל קוסמו ובוק בכל ינגד אלו ששניים מאחד היונים שלהם מחסומים בהם גם נדע שהם מזקיקו לקוס ו so the Raimet is in more machmir than the Ramban the Raimet and the Ramban they have the same shite but the Raimet is more machmir the Raimet explains the Gemara the same way as the Ramban but he's more machmir. So the kasha of the Gemara is, Olam Ekvesis Ninu means all kinds of solemnity could have. They are not involved in Gerash. They have no shaykhs of Gerash. So it could be Shalom Nishmo, it could be Mechuber, it could be without Ziva Baal, it could be all kinds. Mukdem, it could be all kinds of things. So the Gemara says, Beit Misirah. So Abom Aravam and Bidir Ablezah Muzim Tiro Sheposel, Hochem Haaskinon, Vishem is Mevokim. So the Rabbi says that Rav Shimon has reference to the case where we know, Bez knows, that the court clerk who wrote the text of the get is a Jew. A good Jew. Not the Yisrael Mumer. A good Jew. He's the court clerk that Bez knows. Only in that particular case where Bez knows for sure that the court clerk who wrote the text of the get is a Jew. So Mimele, but the Eidim are going. The Eidim are going. So if it is Shemes Mevokim, so then it is kosher. But the Ramban doesn't go so far as to apply the Mishnah to the case where the Bez that is involved in this get now, before whom it is produced, knows that the court clerk who wrote the text of the get is a Jew. So according to Ramban, even as Stam we can presume that he is a Jew. Because otherwise, the Misira wouldn't agree to be the Misira. Unless they found, they investigated him. Or he said, V'divra ha'ayot she'midu ha'bishikos v'ibad ha'zik in Yisrael, ef she'limach, v'avot b'chelimach, ko yis k'shem, she'umole yoso yisoy garish, kem yitzeben, avu v'hegyet, chen she'migezrik b'shibarash, v'alasein ha'shibarash, ho ditay. Now he explains the other price of Omar Abed Rabbeis. Ho ditay, Omar Abed Rabbeis, ikach Omar Rabakim l'chachomim, kach Omar Abed Rabakim l'chachomim, ונלך מכל רבי קיר וחכון כך פרשו שחכון מישיב על רב שימי שבו פיר היוח שהוא רבי קיר שהוא ימח שיר אינו שיבה חויס והוא אישי in other words so the Rabbi explains as follows because Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Eisi is making this membe he's saying this membe in response to the Chachomim because the Chachomim said to him your view is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Akiva. Your view that the Getisha that was signed by Achoyetz, by going judges, and James Mavoki, Yisroel, his kosher represents the view of Rabbi Akiva. But the Chachom of Rabbi Akiva Achilik, so how is it that you are Machria like the Yochid, and not like the Rabin, like the Rabbonon? Like the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva, this was the argument that the Chachomim mentioned to Rabbi Shimon. So now comes the response by Rabbi Shimon, and he says, "Loinech liku Rabbi Akiva v'Chachomim. Loinech kachom Rabbi Chachomim. It's not as you say that. And this question, there is a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim, namely as to whether a getisha that was signed by goyish judges." With Shemus Mevokim, is kosher or not? So Rabbi Akiva says kosher, and the Chachomim say possible. No, lo yinechliku. Rabbi Akiva Chachom Akolash Torah says Machoy Shlikchovim. Shaf al pi shechosnei likchovim ikshelim. Shechem likshelim ikshelim. Chutz miknoshi shechavod. Now look at the Roshan Rambam. Lo yinechliku. Akolash Torah says Machoy Shlikshelim. Machmasati. כלים אבלי מסירה חוץ מגנוע של שירה בודי שאין קשיים למחבס עצמו אלא מן מסירה ובין מסירה לא ינחליקו באחוי של דמוקום הפשט so this is the end of which נוגיל say לא ינחלו יפי ואחו הכל השתו יש מאחוי של חובים שעבור פי של עצמי וחובים שירים if we doubt it in מסירה as long as the signatories are judges so if we doubt it in מסירה בואו תרבקים לחכומים אמין חוץ מגנוע של שירה בודי that we doubt it in מסירה Both Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim are made it's possible. And we the Misire. So then both are made that it's kosher. This is what he said. Lo yinech liku, el bizman shenasu behedit. When is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim in regard to a getisha that was signed by goyim medyedis and chemeis muvok and chemeis muvok And then it's nimsar b'chnei misire. So Rabbi Akiva is machshir not only getisha that was signed by goyim judges and shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire, but even signed by goyim mediates shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire. And Chachomim apostle a getisha that is signed by goyim mediates shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire, but a getisha that was signed by achoyes shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire. So even the Chachomim amarish, even the Chachomim amarish, lo yinech liku el ba'achoyes shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire. Shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire. Shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire. Misire b'aydayke. Chachomim peisli. Shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire. Shemis mevokim nimsar b'chnei misire. ביצוע תשובה ספשים וחברו אם שמעתם לגנוע שמחוי ספסורים לא שמעתם אלו ולא ידעים מסירה וידעו בהקר וכששמעתם אחלה את הסבקים וחרחום נתנו מסירה לא שמעתם אלו בהדק ומסיר את תניה כל השתור עושים בחוי של חובים אבל שכנועים חובים אבל כי למח שבקור החום פייס לגנוע של רבות אבל בעצם הפייסי ככה מבשים מסקי קפיצים ואחלה תביאו חרחום אחלה שתור עושים בחוי של חובים אבל שכנועים חובים שישר אבל Lechliko, als je naast de herde, zou ik hier de macht zijn, gewoon een beetje in de losse schabonnen. Als je dan wil in de handen, dus schabonnen, schepen mag je niet zo geven. Om atom is boven, die wil je komen met hij is boos, hoe bot op die wil mooie zaal. Dit is al de Ramban explained. Dat is wat ik wil doen. Want het is het niet. Rabbin is over de schoenen, ik wil verzeilen daar aan mooie. Die verzeilen daar aan mooie. Is one other choice. That was like an arbitration board, a civilian arbitration board. So many people were submitted to their judgment, but it didn't have any legal sanction. So Rabine assumed that the same undere of a choice lemaran afshaye applies to an arbitration board as well. Only if it has a legal sanction, then there is an undere of the Maran of Shai. But if it has no legal sanction, so then there is no undere of Achoyis le Maran of Shai. Omar Rabbi, Haish dole parsoye li masna li bafasad in Yisrael, magvinom ben nechar. So Rashi explains this. Now there are three pshot in this. Rashi's pshat, the least pshat, and the most pshat. Shtore parsoy, shosub roshim parsim, vichosmu parsim mediates olo. So it was signed by goyim mediates. And it was nipsav yidim sirei Yisrael. So we shot the shtar, if we gave it from vichosim mechayelim. Vichosim mechayelim. So you mara sikashe, vol yadlo in mikre, b'liyad. Vobinu ksav shi yochal izayi, vileke, b'dapitzi. Vobinu so shi yazim yon shal shtar, v'shtachir, vileke, b'dimahat. Yochem mishab b'name leslei, yochem mishab b'name, so you can't even tell us, leslei kom. Now let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, it has reference, that Rove has reference to a shtar that was written in Persian language, and it was signed by Persian goyim. Well, Yad Elohim, she must be clear, and this will Yad Elohim, they have his Abel Hasman Alod Gilson. She knew his eyes, she had cloth, he took him by potting, she has a good day, she is in his shocker, we should be not a baseball, Mechet, the head of the case of all of the Shunika, who cloth a palsy in the body by potting, wrote in Yochel Limche, Xobe, and Yachsim Sayyid, the case of the Milo Moment Halbe. So Yimori gives the Teretz that Chove has reference to a case where it was cultivated with Golna, Tamim, and it's in Yochel Yimori. We only shall start with it. I'm not going to forget, Boshim. We can even play the Al-Komadi Kosim first real. We had it. She moves up with it. So Yimori's Kashi is if it was done in accordance with all the dinim, with all the aloches of Shtores, so why shouldn't it be gave from the chosim shepodim? Because let's recall, the vishen chesmin Yisrael, the sade dechsin ashtoro, inun mavto recall, ufikachin alikiach nifsa, ta'amrelei, lehavi adanin mishtabedoch, ufiyat beiz aminon dechsin ala Yisrael tor mishab. Now, so that's the reason as to why it's not even chosim shepodim, because it has no recall. So actually, Rashi's pshat could be explained in two ways, I already discussed it. It could be explained that Rashi means that the reason as to why Rove says Haishtore Pasoi is not given from the Chosim Shibodim, because Rashi Shite is that a shtar that has no Idechsime and just as Eli Misire is not given from the Chosim Shibodim. So there are two Mishenes. There are two Mishenes in Rashi and that Gimel Amud Beis. When it says we gave him a chosim shibodim, so one pshat is that we gave him a chosim shibodim has reference to the ksuve. I mean, it has reference to a get. So in other words, so she's giving the ksuve with this get because it's your get and ksuve give him a chosim shibodim. So only, in other words, only a nisho can be given the ksuve with the get that has no idechsime jos in the misira. So then it's on the basis of the like ksuve that she's giving him a chosim shibodim. But any other shtar goye without in chesime and just in the misira is not in chosim shibodim, according to the first Lashon Rashi. According to the second Lashon Rashi, So according to the second portion of Rashi, so now I said at first some time ago that we could very well explain the Rashi in accordance with the first portion of Rashi. Usually, I mean, Rashi has two shemes, so, and if Rashi doesn't say which lashon he prefers, so usually it is presumed that Rashi prefers the first lashon, because the fact that he mentioned this verse, it tends to indicate that he prefers that lashon. Since Rashi mentions this lashon lishon, that Gevur Chos Mishibodim has reference to a get that has made him sire and no idich sime. So then she's given the ksura b'chos mishibodim. The implication being, but the shtar oboye with idim sire without idich sime is not given from b'chos mishibodim. So the flug, that's Rashi Shite. So maybe we could explain this Rashi. We could explain this Rashi in line with the first portion of Rashi. So the reason is why shtar pasoye, a shtar that was handled by Persian courts, and it was signed by Persian goyim, and it was nimsa b'fnei the misira yisrael, is kosher, but can only be given from chos mecherim, not from chos mishibodim, because Rashi Shite is in the first lashon that ishtar al goyim that has no idach sime, just as in misira, so cannot be gave from the chosim shibodim. Only a get isha that has any misira. So then she's gave with the get because of the tnai ksuve, not with the shtar, because with the tnai ksuve. This is how we could explain it. And then now why couldn't it be possible because of Mizuif Teichai? So according to Rashi, it's no Kashi. Because according to Rashi, the psul of Mizuif Teichai applies only to Shtar Matole, that is Shtar Kinyan, but it doesn't apply to Shtar Raya. So the Mele, in order to be given for Chosim Shibodim, it does not have to be Shtar Kinyan, it only has to be Shtar Raya. I discussed that too, but that's Rashi Shite. So the Mele, Rashi, the Gemara has to resort to the time that there's no call. Otherwise, it could be given from the Chosim Shibodim also. And the reason is why it's not given, this Shtar Pasoy is not given from Chosim Shibodim, is because Rashi here agrees with his first lashon, with Rashi's in first lashon in that Gimel Amud Beis. That's the way we could explain it. And it would be very reasonable. However, Tesis, we saw, Tesis, Tav Gimel Amud Beis, Vikam Olosh Nakuntres, Tesis, Dibra Masra, Vigil Mechosim Shibodi, Tesis says at the end, Vikam Olosh Nakuntres, Michiach, Vikamon, Vigolem Mishabde, Elo Bein Dichsin. Elo Bein Dichsin. Vikam Olosh Nakuntres, Michiach, Vikamon, Vigolem Mishabde, Elo Bein Dichsin. Elo Bein Dichsin. So in other words, what does it mean, Mechiyach Mekamon? He means Daf Yudalev. So Teisa says that from Rashi, Daf Yudalev, that's this Gemara. It's Muchach that Rashi agrees with the Shite. So he says, "What the poor extomi ashaz bepirki, kavishtar pasoy the master of Pesach in Israel, yochem mishab the namu mitve, loykoshel upsak kavnechanan. The ma'ir bechsimol esadu mikhom medyitis kirosh kirosh bekuntres, umishim hoches al kedaitoch. The govam mishabte, kibim the master of Pesach in Israel, chshiv ehanach medyitis keachoyes. Vigam losh nakuntres, muhach." We come on, we go and we shop the elevator. So Tesis also says that from Rashi's pshat of Yudalev, it's mashma that with the Nisir alone you cannot be gay. But it's not. But Tesis explains it. So he says, why does the Gemara ask the Gobam Mishabde kim di masre ba pesad Yisroel, so uchshiv hanachet yeites ke achoyes. In other words, so why was Teisves explained Rashi that way? Because Teisves was battled by Kashi against Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara of Shtore Parsoi, Shosu Groshin Parsi, Vichosmu Parsi Medeit Yisroel. So then, but it was Nipsah between Nipsah and Yisroel, why does Rashi have to apply it to a case where the Shtar, was signed by Goyim Persians? Why couldn't Rashi apply the memory of Rove to a case where it wasn't signed by anyone? It was written in Persian, but it wasn't signed by any Nirsime, neither Goyim nor Jews. But it was Nipsah between Nipsah and Yisroel. With Nisir Yisrael, inasmuch as according to Rashi's first pshat, that Gimon obeys. So, a shtar that has no Yidachsim, has no Yidachsim at all, just in Nisir, is not given from Chosim Shibonim. Only Getisho is given that has in Nisir is given from Chosim Shibonim. So that's on the basis of the Tnai Ksuvim. But a shtar avoyim with a Nisir without Yidachsim is not given. So why did Rashi have to? This is what Bada teaches. Why did Rashi have to apply the memory of Rove to a case of Chosmo Parsi Mediatis on? Why couldn't Rashi explain it? Shtore Parsoi, Shosu Groshin Parsi, Veloi Chosmo Idechsimikla. Neither going no Jews. That's the way the Rosh explained to him. They are three pshotim. So that's the way the Rosh explains it. So why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? This is what Bada teaches. So after all, Rashi could have explained it like the Rosh, because Rashi's first Rosh in Dav Gimel Amud Beis is that with the Nisire, you cannot be gave it. So Mele, that's why Rabbi says that you cannot be given from Chosim Shemodim or from Chosim Dechere. So the answer is, the Gemara is the Kashi. Yochem Mishab Bename, so why does the Gemara ask Yochem Mishab Bename? Doesn't the Gemara know? According to the first motion in Rashi, Dav Gimel, so it's a double portion that with Edim Sira alone you cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. So why does the Gemara ask Yochem Mishab Bename? So how does Teisves explain it? Because the Gemara ask Yochem Mishab Bename, because Rashi Shita is, that, again, on that point there is a Machlokes Rashi. How about the shtar that was executed by Achoyes? So is it given from Chosim Shibodim or only from Chosim Dechere? So there are two Yosoyes that you test in Gidi. One Yosef says, given from Chosim Shibodim, that's Rashi's Yosef, and one Yosef is given from Chosim Dechere. So, according to Rashi, the Yosef that you test is that if the shtar is executed by Achoyes, then it's given from Chosim Shibodim. If it's anywhere else. So in Mele, the Gemara has the Kashi, Yochem Mishab Bename. True indeed, that the Shtar that has no Yichsime is not given from Chosim Shibonim. That has no Yichsime. Just in Yichsime. But the Chachomim more Misaki, that the Shtar that was signed by Achoyes is given from Chosim Shibonim. But the Shtar that was signed by Hedeit is not. Why Hedeit is not? Because Hedeit is, there is no Umdene of the Maral of Shai, but this kind of shtar that was signed by Adidas, in view of the fact that it was Nimsav and Nimsir Yisroel, so the Mele, the Chsime of the Adidas going, should have the same strength as a Chsime by Achoyes. And by Achoyes, the Sheet of Rashi is that it came from Chosim Shibonim, so that's why the Gemara is, Yochem Mishadena. So the Gemara says, Leslie Cullen, that even though we know that the Yechsime here, the Goyim, so they testify the truth, but still it doesn't have a call. So if it had no Yechsime, then it has a call. Then, if it has no Yechsime, I'm sorry. If it has no Yechsime, just in Yisira, then it certainly has no call. And it cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. But even this shtar that has a Nechsime, and we know that the Nechsime didn't testify falsely, because it was Nimsa of Nisir Yisroel, but since the Nechsime per se, themselves, wouldn't validate the shtar, so the Mele, he cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. This is how Teisves explains the Rashi. But let's see the Rosh. is the Rosh, and this is the Gemara. The Rosh mentions here three different Pshatim. Omar, there's the Rosh, it's paragraph U, the second column, the first line. Omar, Hashem, Pasuim, Masmata, Psalim, Israel, Magdimu, Ibnichai, Pirsh, and Ashim, the Hospital of Parson, the Jews, the Kashim, the Rabbon, the Rabbaki, the Pasuim, the Shtash, and Asim, the Hebel, the Rafim, the Nisir, the Pirsh, the Nil, which is Hashim, the Mosul, the Hashim, the Nisir, the Bachoids, and the Rash, the Pirsh, the Time, the Pirsh, the Nil, the Nisir, the Nisir, the Mosul, the Hashim, the Hebel, which is the Kabda, the Wilin, the Shai, Mashma, the Postle, the Dumi, the Achoids, the Wilin, the אבל מסיר כושר מבינכם, ושתור ישראל באחורי סגורי מסיר ישראל, גוב משם. ואוכל ישראל כמה פרק בית, רחוק כבר לא עושה כמה שתור פסוי, גוב באחורי של חוב, מכל שניפה עשם את זה, מסיר אותו, הוא מגמי משם. So there's another gear, so מגמי נחר. But Rashi's gear says, מגמי משם. הוא פיר שרש לכמה משם, יש לי קל. כי שחיס מנהרו לבחורי, שתור פסוי, ולילו, לגוב נחר, מה הם נחסים לו לגייקס, ולס לכם. הוא פיר שרי, שפיצל שתור לגייקס. על בין מסיר, על כל כך חוכם מהיר, יחסים לו לבחויץ, וכמה אשמלון, וכמה אשמלון, דאפה גדו מסכן, בהכסד עם ישראל, לא ימדבין את ממשק, וכמה פרדבייס, גזרים, גרסינון, ומדבין את נחר, וכי נמצא בהר בסבור. So what's the risk shot? Rashi pshat is the promise members reference to Ishtar Pasoyed that was signed by Goyim and Yedis. אין נמצא פני נמסר ישראל. So it gave from the חוסן יחיד, אין נמצא from the חוסן שבול. מה שאין כן, if it's נמצא, אם מה שאין כן, if it's sign באחויס, so in without it נמסר, רשי שיטי is, that it's given from the חוסן שבול. But the reach it is, if it is signed by the gates, if it is signed by going the gates, So, and even though it's Nimsaf with Mr. Israel, then it couldn't even be given Chosin Yechayrim on the basis of Shtores. Because Mizuyav Teichay, and that's the Rishite, that the Psul of Mizuyav Teichay applies not only to Shtore Kiyen, it applies to Shtore Raye as well. So, the main letter he couldn't explain Rav's memory the same way as Rashi. That Rabbi has reference to a case where the Shtore Pasoi was signed by Persian Goyim, because if the Shtore Pasoi had been signed by Persian Goyim, so even with the Mizir of Israel, he couldn't be given, so it would be possible because Mizir of Teichai, he couldn't even be given from the Chosin Mechairi. And here Rabbi says, it's given from the Chosin Mechairi. So Rashi Rishitose, it says, who says that the Psul of Mizir of Teichai, without James Mavokim, So, only applies to Shtar Matone, Shtar Kinyan, but it doesn't apply to Shtar Raya. So that's why he's able to explain Rove's memory, that Rove is referenced to a case where it is signed by compression going. But if he couldn't explain Rove's memory that he has reference to a case where it is signed by Persian going, because if it was signed by Persian going, so we didn't even see Israel. It's completely possible. Couldn't even be given from the Chosin Mechere. Oh. And the but the Rishite is contrary to Rashi, that Ishtar that was Ishtar Goye that is signed by Achoyes can only be given from the Chosin Mechayrim. It cannot be given from the Chosin Mishibodim. So the name according to the Rida Rosh says, Chobes refers to the case of a Persian Ishtar that was signed by Persian judges, Goye, not the Gates, but Achoyes. But Achoyes, and Nimsa Mifnei Nimsir Yisroel. So it's given from the Chosin Mechere. Now you ask, if it was signed by judges, so it should be able to be given from the Chosin Shebonim, that's the Mifir Shem Mishneh. The answer is, there is Girs and Aphiotesis that even Ishtar that is Nazim Achoyes is only given from the Chosin Mechere. Also the question is, so why does Rove say that it's, if it was Nimsa Mifnei Nimsir Yisroel, it's given from the Chosin Mechere? In order to be given Chosin Mechayrim, we don't need the Mesir Yisrael. Even without any Mesir Yisrael. Just the fact the Yidichsime of the Achoyes, so he says in the Chaname. And the Chidesh is, that even though it was signed by Goyish judges, and even though in addition to the Chsime being signed by Goyish, by Achoyes, it was Nimsav in Syrian Israel, so one would be tempted to say, he should be able to be given from Chosim Shibonim, so Kamash Melon, that Ishtar, that is signed by Achoyes, is not capable of being given from Chosim Shibonim, even within Syrian Israel. This is the Chidesh. That's the reason. Oh. Because Mashmah, the Abba Gav, the Mashmah, the Pesad of Yisrael, when Magrim Mishapeh, who come with the Beit Galsino, Galsino, who Magrim Nechare, the Chimim to Baal Bishwar, the Chimim Stava, the Mashmah Bishmaitin, the Inchim Lachoyz Lad Yetis, El Gachoyz Lad Mara Nafshaye, the Yetis Mara Nafshaye, the Goyim Lukole, the Dafki Yisrael, the Machter Lukole. In other words, it's Mistaveh, like the Rishite, the Futez, like the Gilsel, the Ri, that the Shtar, and Asib Achoyez, is given only from Chosim Lechere. Because we only, the difference between the Yetis and Achoyes is in regard to credence, in other words. Because Yetis Goyim have no credence, they're not reliable, they're not trustworthy, and Achoyes Goyim have credence. But as far as Gvir Vamachosim Shibodim, which is grounded in Kol, so what difference does it make whether judges signed it or Laban Goyim signed it? There is no more call in being signed by judges than by being signed by layman going. So in other words, he's machia here, like the Rishite, that the Shtar and Asebachoyes, the Mishnah says that it's kosher. So it's only kosher to give from Chosim Mechelet, but not from Chosim Shmuel. V'yoi knew that it says, V'yoi Mishtar Klal Shiach Shara Bakir Mishtar Adiyeti V'yoi Mishtar. Then Hashis, according to Rashi, so Rakim is Machshir, a star, halvoye, that is signed by Goyim Hedetes without any Messina. So how can it be kosher? Read there. Vim ken akor rabon pas la abid Messina. Un nu suge di schmeiz in Mashma ki Pirosh Rashi. Yu Pirosh Rashi, hab un meina hai shtar pasoye, avakal masna al babisam Yisroyo, agrim mishab. ואין משטור החולס האלה, והבו לרוב יורים לבנים בבנפשי, אלא הבו לפי שמספיסים משטור החולס, לא מספיסים קשירים, דווקא ומידו נחרה, אבו מיד משאב לגויקו, ואתו מוסר בבשל ישראל, וכי מוסר של ירושלם, מעבר יקב ברחב, כאילו יוצא לארת החולס, אבו ממש מנגיד משאב, וכי מיד. So at first he says that it seems that the glee is right, that the star that he was signed by Achoyes cannot be given Chosim Shmoyim. Then he says no, and he mentions Yerushalmi, that from Yerushalmi it appears like Rashi Dafutez, that the star that is executed by Achoyes is given from Chosim Shmoyim as well. So the question arises, how can we explain the memory of Rove? We cannot explain it like Rashi, because according to Rashi we have to say that the star, Rashi is able to explain it that way, because Rashi Mishitose, that according to Rabbi Akiva, a shtar that was signed by a deity is also kosher without any mishap. But this shita of Rashi is not acceptable, and then he cannot explain it like the Ri either, because according to the Ri's pshat, we have to say that the shtar that is signed by Achoyes is not even chosim shibodim, even if it's news of leading Mishir Israel, and that's not acceptable either. So what? How does he explain the memorial problem? Loch in your own forage. The high shore pass away my machine soon all away. Dear similarly in Parsi, may he come in Israel, after the Nehare, when we are less of him to be taken, he was a Mimsakamaye. So he says that Rove has reference to the case where there are no Idrisim at all. Because if Rove had reference to the case where there are any Misirei, if Rove had reference to the case where there are any Idrisim going, so how could Rove say that he could be given from Chosim Mechelim? How could he give him Chosim Mechelim? It's Mizuyim Mitechei. And that's the Rosh Hashanah, like they says, that the Psul of Mizuyim Mitechei applies even to Shtore Raya, not only Shtore Kinyan. Not like Rashi Shite, that the Psul of Mizuyim Mitechei applies only to Shtore Kinyan, and not to Shtore Raya. Alright, so he says, So how does he explain it? There's the third pshat. There's Rosh pshat. The Trove is reference to a case where it had no signatories, neither Goyim nor Jews. But why is it called Shtore Pasoye? Because it was written in Persian. It was written in Persian, and it was handled by Persians. So Mele, So the mele, it is not given from the chosim. It's not given from the chosim shebodim, but from the chosim nechirim it is given. Mashenkin, if it would be signed by Persian goyim, so with all the Mesira Yisrael, Yisraelim, it wouldn't be able to be given from the chosim nechirim because of the psul of Mesira Yisrael. All right, now let's see. Now let's skip that. Now that the Rosh discusses the other yonim of klofim shalom, that's not relevant to us right now. But let's see the hemshech of the Rosh. All right, Rabino Yochachim Shabbat Amit. Now on the second Amit, the first column, Yochachim Shabbat Amit. The 12th line from the top in the first column. Yoche, Avim Shabbat Amit, let's recall. Mikan Buchach, the Rebbeza, the Omar, the Misile Karse, the Avogam Leke, the Chsime Klau, Igobe Mishab, the Dafke Hoche, let's recall it. Livishenase with Niparsi, Avo Mishtoi Israel, Gobe Mishab de Belichsime, Avo Mitichlosh Rashem Ashma, the Bede Misile Beloi de Chsime, Ligobe Bishum Shtam Mishate, the Chsime Dafke with the Mafkelikon. So it's like faces, he said. It's like faces, he said. Anyway, but the Rosh Pshat is that Brovis Memre has reference to a case when Anoi Nechsime, just in Yisire, so the Gemara has the Kashe, Im Kenim Mishabe Nano Mikve, so it's a Raya from the Gemara's Kashe, that Ishta, Halvoye, that has no Nechsime, just in Yisire, can be given from Chos Mishabonim, because otherwise, why does the Gemara ask, Yochem Mishabe Nano? So it's mucha from this gemara that if it has no idchsime in just any misirah it can begin a chosim shabonim. So that was the kasha of the makshin, the shtatu that was written in Persian and handled by Persian goyim, but not signed by anyone, either goyim or Jews. But in some misirah so should also be given, like any other shtaral goyim that has no idchsime and has any misirah is given a chosim shabonim. So the gemara is gemara yudeteres. Let's recall. In other words, why this is worse than ishtar, halvoye that has no idchsime just in misirah, because this was written in Persian and handled by Persian goyim. So really, it has no call. Why? Because it was written in Persian. Now, so it has no call. So it's not a pshat. So in other words, so the Rosh is that ishtar that is written, let's say, Rosh Nakidesh, that is written Rosh Nakidesh, and has no Yechsim and written, and there's no Yechsim, but has any Misireh, is given from Chosim Shibonim. But ishtar, because it was Livishne, that Kehocha, let's call it, Livishne, Livishne, Nasib, with Liparsi. What do you mean, Nasib, Liparsi? I mean, that it's not because it's Nasib, with Liparsi. Because we see from the Gemore, from the Rosh Hashanah, from the Gemore's Kashi, we see that Bismana Gemore, so the every Jew who lived in Poras did not know Persian. Because the Gemara's Kashi is, for the Agulim Mikre. How does the Gemara know the Agulim Mikre? Why not? So, apparently, most Jews under the Persian government did not speak Persian. So the Gemara Mele has the Kashi, for the Agulim Mikre. So, the Gemara says, but the Yav. Rome has reference. There were a few Jews who did know Persian. So the Mele, that's the reason as to why there is no call. Because since it was handled by Persians and it was written in the Persian language, so the Mele and Jews didn't even understand Persian. So the Mele, how could there be notoriety? Call means notoriety.